Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steelsmith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Well, friends, truth be known, I'm equal parts exhausted and inspired. Four countries, four long-haul flights in as many days. Well, it seems like 100 business meetings this past week and a ton more to come. But tired as I am, I can't help but marvel at the wonders of God on full display. As we travel and do our business everywhere that my team and I set our figurative and literal feet, we've seen God's protection and his favor right before us. When we turn up and are reliant on the Holy Spirit, we're attuned to see him work. And then when one is obedient to the Holy Spirit's power and leading, the Holy Spirit so often moves, and powerfully at that. Psalm 77, 12-15 says, I ponder all you've done, Lord, musing on all your miracles. It's here in your presence, in your sanctuary, where I learn more of your ways. For holiness is revealed in everything you do. Lord, you are the one and only, the great and glorious God. Your display of wonders, miracles, and power makes the nations acknowledge you. By your glory bursts, you've rescued us over and over. Just ask the sons of Jacob or the sons of Joseph, and they will tell you. All of us, your beloved ones, know that it's true. Friends, when we meditate on God's works, we see clear evidence of his holiness, his miracles, and his discernible power. Indeed, we see evidence of his redeeming power. We know that God doesn't perform miracles merely to show off or amuse believers and non-believers. Rather, God's miracles serve to reveal him in his true nature to us by making his power evident at work within our lives. The Greek word for miracle is dunamis. However, its full meaning is power. Biblically, dunamis describes the power of God. God gives his believers the power to live devoted, pure, and in turn, and through him, miraculous lives. Often, God's miracles bypass natural laws. The seemingly impossible becomes the possible. We see this repeatedly in the blind being made to see, in the story of Moses and the burning bush, and in the ultimate miracle being the physical death and resurrection of Jesus himself. God often uses miracles to get our attention and thus enable us to hear him through faith-filled eyes. I can bear witness to so many testimonies whereby I wonder whether the miracle that I've witnessed was for the purpose of the healing or the provision, or rather just to encourage the witnesses and to bring glory to God. Of one thing I'm certain of, and that is that God's miracles are never for our entertainment, but rather for our encouragement, to showcase the power of God in a way that we can do nothing other than acknowledge and give glory to God for. These past few weeks on the road, God has blown us away with the evidence of his power, and again, both in his incredible provision in our business dealings, but also in simply viewing his majestic creation in all its glory as we've traversed South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, and now the west coast of the United States. And everywhere that I look and see reminders of God's creation, I'm reminded of his delivered promises of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the reminder of the power of the cross is always timely. Even when Jesus himself was crucified, death had no power over him. This then made a way for the greatest miracle of all time, the free gift of salvation to all who believe. Friends, as we wrap up for today, I want to challenge you with the following questions. Are we trusting that God is still the God of the miraculous? Are we believing that he has a plan and a purpose for us? And are we prepared to just simply turn up wherever he calls us to tread? Are we believing that God's greatest earthly miracles could yet be in front of us rather than just nice New Testament stories? And finally, are we believing that the miraculous power of Jesus himself lives and works inside of us daily, if only we allow him to do so? John 14:12 says, I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. Amen. And that's a great place to finish for this week. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steelsmith. God bless.